Mapalad nating makakasama ngayon si Dr. Zenaida Sikat Edwards, isang Filipino-Australian na ginawaran ng parangal na 2017 Citizen of the Year ng Kuringay Council. Kabilang sa mga ginagampanang papel ni Dr. Edwards ay ang pagiging architectural historian, author, human rights campaigner at philanthropist. Siya rin ang kasalukuyang pinuno ng United Nations Association of Australian Peace Program. Magandang araw, Dr. Edwards, at welcome po.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Michelle.
Una sa lahat, ma'am, congratulations po sa parangal na Citizen of the Year.
Maraming salamat. It was unexpected, but it's a great privilege and an honor to be nominated Citizen of the Year.
Bilang kasalukuyang Executive Director ng United Nations Association of Australian Peace Program, maaari po ba ninyong ibahagi sa amin ang mga proyektong inilunsad nyo?
Yung mga proyekto namin, it's about multiculturalism, no?
Yes, ma'am.
It's embracing all the cultural diversity of Australia. Australia, hindi ba, ang dami-daming cultural organizations at mga from people from every country is represented here in this country, and we're trying to embrace that and promote the cultural diversity without losing your identity. It's sort of underlying that to me, that you don't lose your identity because you become a citizen of the country. It's a mutual understanding of a give and take. So I think Filipinos especially have their own culture and they have something to contribute to the country. And at the same time, they absorb what the country, all the good things that the country gives them. And to combine the two makes a richer sort of in a way, contribution to the community.
Ano pong nakikita niyong kinabukasan ng multiculturalism sa Australia?
Ang ganda-ganda dito eh. It's, every time I have a overseas visitors, no, we take the train.
Mm-hmm.
And they always remark that in the train, you hear so many languages. Chinese, mm-hmm. Korean, Indian, you know, they're all talking on their mobile phones. And I've been to so many countries, and I tell them, where else can you hear this sort of multicultural sort of diversity in a compact space like a train or something like that? It's really quite one of the unique characteristics of Australia.
So pagiging architectural historian niyo po, bukod sa pangangampanya niyo sa karapatang pantao, naging pangulo din po kayo ng National Trust of Australia. Paano po ito nagsimula para sa inyo? Nag-ugat ba ito sa hilig niyo sa kasaysayan o sa arkitektura?
Ang hilig ko sa arkitektura, parang maintindihan ko yung ang culture and architecture of Australia. The best thing is to study it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. As I found out as best I could about the buildings and the trees and the plantings and the people who own this historic buildings and all of that. And that's how I learned about the history of Australia, through architecture and the people that lived in these important buildings and the gardens that they have planted. So one follows from another. Yes, ako ang unang Asian presidente. There's never been a Asian president in the whole of the National Trust. In a way, I'm making a great big inroads into that sort of position. Ang National Trust is about preserving and advocating the heritage of the country. And what I try to do is promote the heritage of Australia in a way that it is also becoming multicultural. Kaya hindi lang old buildings, pero yung mga new buildings and even people. So trying to diversify the National Trust.
Ma'am, sa mga araw po na downtime nyo, gusto nyong magpahinga at mag-unwind, ano ang libangan ng isang taong very busy and very committed to a lot of roles? A person like you, what do you do for fun?
I babysit for my apo.
May
dalawang apo ako. A 3.5 and one that was just born on the 15th of December. Both boys. I was reading the Sydney Morning Herald article from the David Attenborough to sort of say the most marvelous creature he knows is a 3.5-year-old child,
mm-hmm.
which is very true, because
yes.
They discover, they develop, and they manipulate you. And that's exactly what my grandson, ang apo ko, pilyong-pilyo eh.
Do you do a bit of gardening, ma'am?
I do. Ang init-init ngayon eh. Pero meron akong collection ng ano, halaman from colonial Australia. At saka meron akong ano eh, meron akong jasmine.
Sa pagbuo nyo ng marami yung persona and all these roles, sino po ang nagsilbing inspirasyon sa inyo?
The ordinary people, I think. Mm-hmm. At saka yung mga nagsasuffer sa overseas, sa Manila. In spite of their hardship, no? Mahirap na mahirap sila. It's sort of hand-to-mouth existence. Masaya pa rin sila eh. They're very accommodating and they share whatever they little they have with you. Ang attitude na yun, it's really quite unique to the Philippines that no matter, they're very resilient, no matter what happens, you still have a smile on your face and you still share whatever little you've got.
Ano po mapapayo niyo sa mga kabataan ngayon palang nagsisimulang pumili ng landas na tatahakin nila sa buhay?
Just be who you are. Barack Obama sort of said as in his last day is do acts of good citizenship every day. To me, that's a very good advice. It's just do something good every day. Step out of the box in all your dealings with people. Be inspirational and just be happy. I think Australia Day is one of those that just embraces everybody. Not forgetting from where you came from, but acknowledging that and embracing this new country that you belong to. Take as a challenge as a challenge rather than as an obstacle.
Very well said. Thanks very much po. Maraming salamat, Dr. Edwards, sa panahon na binigay niyo sa amin.
Thank you, Michelle, and happy Australia Day.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online, at mobile.